neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Discussion that if you should do it one night, two nights. So there's a little discussion about this matter. So our minhag is that we bring the simanim both nights. And not only that, Rabbeinu Ben Ishai, Alav Yosef Chaim, Mibardat, Zachuto Maren Aleinu, Amen. Harav brings that even in the morning, both days, you should bring the simanim. So that's what the minhag of Harav was, Rabbeinu Ben Ishai. Right after coming home, after Shacharit, Kiddush, Nitilat Yadayim Amotzi, then it's good to bring the simanim, as Harav suggests, in the morning also. Then there is another discussion. Do we say Yehi Ratzon first or the Bracha first? Which one we say first? Which one?
First, we say Hamotzi after that.
No. The Yehi Ratzon after each fruits and vegetables.
Limon.
No. Do you say the Ha'etz first or Yehi Ratzon?
Yehi Ratzon.
Ha'etz and Tamar.
Say Yehi Ratzon?
Yeah?
You sure?
Not sure.
Say Yehi Ratzon first you say Yehi Ratzon, Shetamo Oyevenu, and then say Baruch Pei Ha'etz, yes?
No, but first we say Ha'etz on a Beit, and then on a Adama, after that we go to the Yehi Ratzon.
So you have to say the Beracha first, no? Beracha first.
You say Beracha, you have to eat.
After Beracha.
Yeah, of course you eat. Yes, but the question is, should you say the Yehi Ratzon? The Ratzon of each part, and then the Beracha.
Yeah.
Which one? About Ha'etz, before we go to Yehi Ratzon, because we have to say Ha'etz. So Rabbeinu Ben Ishai, Harav brings, first we say Ha'etz on a date, first date, number one, because you have to include the apple and pomegranate. So that's the first task. And then the second one, it relates to what the Rosh Hashanah is all about. So the second one, you eat, and then you say Yehi Ratzon. So first one is for Beracha. Second one, second date, is for the Yehi Ratzon. Now, Hadama, there is no need for it. Why? Because whatever that we have on the table is cooked. Right, it's cooked. Usually, people eat lubia with beans with bread. Squash with
bread.
Rosh Keves with bread. Tongue with
bread.
But that's not true, actually. Not always. But if you don't want to say Hadama, it's okay, because it's cooked. But if you like to say Hadama in a banana or strawberry that has been checked, you should check the strawberry on the top all the time. Or piece of watermelon and so on, Hadama, then you include other Hadama. You don't need to say, but if you like to say Hadama,
finally, banana is Hadama?
Yeah.
Yes.
There
is
the discussion about banana because the tree stays
for
long and
it. No, it's not.
It's not
true.
There is a machlovet.
It's
not.
Yeah, you're right. There is a machlovet.
Banana,
yeah.
The tree dies.
These
things goes on about
meat. No, it is. You're right. Yeah, there is a machlovet. Yeah. But say Hadama. Everybody said more lubia. they like to, you know, delicious food as we are supposed to. But here, when you say the Yehi Ratzon, you have to do Teshuvah. Shabbat rings, at the time that you say Yehi Ratzon, Yitamo Oyveinu, and Yirbu Zechuyoteinu, Yirareu Zechuyoteinu, all of these bakashot that we have, that Yas Yibonu Sholam, destroy the enemies here on earth, and Shamayim, and so on, you have to do Teshuvah in that moment. Your mind should be ready to ask forgiveness. Even though that we don't say we do it in Rosh Hashanah, because it's a Chag, but it's a Yom HaDin, but at the time of Yehi Ratzon, we have to to come to our senses and make the shuva.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.